Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardashian, and I am so glad that you're interested in hearing the wisdom that the horses had to share this week. And I'm in with my red horse. He really helped get this message across this week, and it's a big week because we celebrated his birthday, and it really got me thinking about what this horse has given me and how my life has become better because he's a part of it. For years, I knew that he was teaching me about creating and striving for your own goal, not necessarily making the goal that you pick for yourself be one that someone else thinks that you should have, or just eliminating a lot of the shoulds about goals that we choose for ourselves. And he helped me, through his choices, understand that the goals that we were going to have as a team were not the ones that I originally thought we were going to have when I picked him out from Dream Horse, because he said no to some things. And when he said no, I listened. And I chose to more figure out why he said no instead of just demanding that he say yes, which, of course, there's degrees and variances in that. But a lot of times, not only with our horses, but in the rest of our lives, we're faced with these situations and circumstances where there's a right answer. You know, the right answer is to pay your bills. The right answer is to be responsible. And when we're feeling really pressured to fit into categories and do things in the right way by the book, it doesn't always follow our soul or our heart. So being able to determine what really speaks to us and allow that to be our goals is really important in what he has done a great job of teaching me. And there's more, like those old Christmas commercials, you know, well, wait, there's more, Ginsu knives. Just kidding. But so not only is your own goal important, but having a good working clutch basically is really important. And what I mean by that is being able to transition helps us be able to lead a much more balanced life. And for those, you know, when you're driving a manual car, a stick shift, if you don't push the clutch in, you're going to grind the gears. What's that saying? If you can't find them, grind them. And on top of just being able to push the clutch in and switch gears, there's also a timing with the gas. Because when you really can feel into that clutch and you can hear the sounds and really involve all of your senses, you can create a very, very smooth ride. That was one of, I used to think that was the absolute most fun thing to do, is to drive as if, so that the car could feel like it was an automatic. Sorry, little horse is just licking my hand here as I talk. So, yes, he agrees with that. Being able to make transitions is not only important for us, but I think that's one of the things in horsemanship that creates that partnership and harmony that we're looking for, is being able to support our horse as they make transitions. And one of the examples, well, I guess an example of thinking about this as transitions, being able to handle them, is when you consider horses that could be described as bomb-proof. And oftentimes people, beginners or such, looking for a horse, they want what's labeled as bomb-proof. And sometimes those horses, what they really are is shut down. And they don't necessarily react to a lot of things because they've gone inward and tuned some things out. And myself, what I would much rather have is a horse that's able to regulate. that's able to handle transitions, because I'm very, very drawn to thoroughbreds. And I'm also a thoroughbred myself, by the way, but so I can understand their world, but they are a very sensitive breed and they are going to react big to things. Now, the quicker that they can come down from that reaction is going to make a lot of things easier for both of us. And for myself too, if I react big to something, you know, and then I can use my well-oiled clutch. I don't know if the oil clutch is really, but it just sounds good for this example. If my clutch is well-oiled and working well, I can press it in, I can switch gears, I can be able to make a different choice rather than to continue on with the momentum of this reaction. Because I myself am a thoroughbred, and that's okay, because if I react big to things, that's who I am. My sensitivities, my intuition, my perceptions, my emotions, I think I can see more and more every day as I let them be and even work to develop them, that they help me read horses well, they help me read people well, and eventually they're going to help me read the two of them together on their healing journey. So just a message from Red Horse this week about really letting ourselves prepare and transition easily will help everything flow very smoothly. And as I'm combing, he's kind of reminding me to remind everybody and myself that one of the best things that we can do to release tensions is to keep ourselves in the present moment and let those tensions go. And even for a horse that doesn't like to be touched too much, he recommends combing. So thank you for listening. If you would like any more horse inspiration, please check out our Facebook page at Hidden Promise. Website is confidencethroughconnection.com. And we will talk soon. Bye for now.